Welcome to Speak in Flow, the podcast that helps leaders like you unlock the power of your voice, achieve maximum potential and flow through exceptional communication. I'm your host, Melinda Lee, and I am passionate about helping company leaders and their teams master public speaking, pitching with impact, and stepping into their full leadership potential. Thanks for tuning in to the Speak in Flow podcast, which is the top 10% of podcasts worldwide. When you stick around until the end, I have an exclusive gift just for listeners only, something that will immediately help you and your team up-level your communication. Let's dive in. Welcome, dear listeners, to the Speak in Flow podcast, where we dive into unique strategies to help you and your team achieve maximum potential and flow. Today, I have the complete honor of introducing an innovator, visionary. His name is James Weisberg. He's the founder of Project Vitality, which is a nonprofit. Also co-founder of Cressy Labs, which is the ecosystem builder for consumer-facing brands. Hello, James. Welcome.
Hi, Melinda. Nice to meet you. How are you doing today?
I am so glad because we're going to speak at the level 12 level today, and we're going to dive into what that means. But before we get into that, can you share with the audience, like, what are you super excited about? What wakes you up today?
Yeah, what wakes me up today is, I think building, doing everything I can to just build a better tomorrow for the future generations. It's kind of the foundation of Project Vitality. My goal in life is to entertain, educate, and elevate the masses at a very high level, specifically level 12, where, we operate in a space that's beyond imagination, beyond explanation, and beyond expectation. So, everything I do, that's where I try to operate out of.
Love it. And that's what I mean. You are really operating a really high level, and there's not that many people that are there. And so tell me, what sparked this all? I mean, what are you seeing nowadays in terms of where people are at? I mean, I feel like a lot of people are at the depths. They're stressed out. They're just really stressed.
Yeah, it's a crazy world out there right now. I think a lot of uncertainty there. There's a lot of things that people don't know what are going to happen, across the board. And, we have a saying, in the entertainment industry, and, I come from a family that throws major, music festivals. So, done everything from putting up barricades to booking acts and doing sponsorships. But I think a lot of people, like you said, have headaches. And at the end of the day, we just try to be the aspirin. And level 12 was really birthed from a place that, I think as long as you trust the universe and God, I come from a very religious family, just trust that, God always has a plan, and that, if you put the effort in, a lot of times it's going to be better than you could have even imagined. I know, not to be cliche, but, if you build it, people will come type of mentality. And that's kind of where a lot of the businesses and companies that I've built kind of came from, was, a lot of people just had problems, whether it was in marketing and branding, like we do in Cressy, where, we help brands build advocacy. A lot of people are just trying to build community. It's really overlapping with Vitality as well, as just, we could all work together. And I think one of the strongest things we can do is build communities, whether it's in business and entertainment. Really building the network and having a strong support system, I think, is super important across anything that you do. So whether you're just starting out in business, whatever it is, even in work, you want to have those people that, you can trust and build with, and finding your, your team. I think building a strong team in anything, I have a lot of different things going on in marketing, and I work in commodities now, just kind of stumbled across that, and everything in entertainment. Having a team that you trust across all levels, I think, is probably one of the most important things you can do. Even in just in personal life, you want to have friends that you could trust and talk to, and family, You don't get to pick your family, but you can pick your friends. So, I've
Yeah.
been blessed to have a lot of people in my life that love me and that I love them back. And we kind of talked before this about operating from a place of love, and that is something that I think is extremely important. Whoever you are out there, who's ever listening, I think if you operate from that place and of love and bring that into businesses, work, sales start to go up. You put good people together, good things start to happen. So, if I had to give anybody advice, it would just be to operate from that place, whether it's level 12 or just operating, just be good to people. So, if you're putting good vibes out there, good vibes come back. So
Love
that would
that.
be my advice across it. I
I
know.
agree. I completely agree. And I feel like your festivals and what your family does in terms of the festivals bring that all together. So can you share with us, because it sounds like your family maybe had a long history. How did they even get into this whole entertainment and festival business? Like, what is the origin story of that?
My father Chang Weisberg actually started out doing club like just booking acts in clubs, and
Wow.
had a show called Rock the Bells that kind of grew into a major festival, went on for 10 over 10 years, worked with everybody from Kendrick Lamar to Nas, Lauryn Hill, Wu-Tang Clan, so really big in the in old school hip hop. And just grew that all the way up, until just at one point, you just the world's a tough place, and you're selling tickets and sometimes it just doesn't work out, but
Yeah, share
started
about that. When were you out there selling the tickets
I was
and
out there
selling the tickets?
passing flyers out, putting up barricade, running around as a
Yeah.
kid on my scooter and the things wreaking havoc. And
Oh my
as you get older,
God.
you kind of get brought into the business. And I'm super grateful for everybody that I've met in it. And my dad's been a great mentor, and friend, and introduced me to his business manager. So they've passed down, invaluable knowledge and advice that, kind of that I've taken into Project Vitality to kind of give back to the world and entertain, elevate, and educate the masses at a really high level. Because I do one of the things that I strongly believe in is that festivals are one of the most powerful ways to bring communities together, and spread messages, whether it's through music or education and conferences. I wanted to kind of tie all those together, and bring music and local acts together, and bring educational speakers from business, health and wellness, sustainability, and talk about the things that I think not everybody talks about all the time, and that we need to be having conversations around, and coming
Yeah.
together and trying to build a better tomorrow for the future generations. So
Wow, what a powerful platform. Kudos to you and your dad. Really, that is tough work.
It is. I think my dad said there's probably more people doing open heart surgery than trying to run festivals, because there's so many moving parts, and
Yes.
communication is really key. And going back to really having a strong team that you can lean on and trust, because as an individual, and this goes for any business, you're not going to be able to do everything, and you gotta at one point the business essentially, outgrows, the person. Even in, I don't know, if you've heard about, the story of Netflix and, even Apple and Steve Jobs, got kicked out of his own company, just because, I think at one point, just understanding when to kind of let go and let your team handle things is really important. And trusting that you put the processes and procedures and systems in place for things to succeed, even beyond yourself. So I think that's also very important across the board too. So that is something that, I learned very quickly as a kid, and as I grew older, coming from festivals and, now, working with different startups and things like that, definitely very important. So yeah.
I mean, I see this vision of what you do with festivals so powerful, and it's like in the same vein of letting it take over. It's like a powerful force. I mean, you have this amazing platform. I mean, okay, I just really quickly, did your dad and you know that it was going to be like this in terms of festivals when you first started out? Like,
I don't I mean, everybody has a vision, right? When from 5 years,
Right.
10 years down the line of like, man,
Right.
it'd be amazing to kind of, get it to a certain point. And, I couldn't tell you if he imagined it getting to the size that he thought it was. And, I think, like I said, like businesses and companies end up taking kind of a life of their own. And
Yeah.
I think just the energy that was put into it and everything and the people that he brought together, it was definitely destined to succeed.
Oh, I
And
love
like, a lot
it.
of great people on board making things happen. So, like I said, I think if you put good people together, good things tend to happen. So,
Yeah.
I'm sure he definitely, planned for it to be at a certain level, but it definitely, probably surpassed his man, beyond imagination, beyond expectations, and truly beyond explanation, sometimes. So I think that's true in any business. I think a lot of times with a lot of this, we work with a lot of like startups that just went through their Series A round of funding on the marketing and media end of things. And, as a startup founder, people always have this idea that like, oh, I'm like, this is what we're gonna do. But, as you start working and all the nuances that come up, you can never really, see what's truly gonna happen. And a lot of times what you started with is not what you end with. And like, working with VCs, that's kind of the main thing that they invest in isn't the company idea. It's actually the team behind it. And a lot of people don't realize that. And since we work with a lot of startups, we work with a lot of like venture capital firms and things like that. So they tell us what they look for in companies, and a lot of times they're just focused on the team behind it because everybody knows that the idea you start with is not what you're going to end with. But as long as you
Yeah.
have a strong team behind it, it's more, it'll most likely succeed. So.
Yeah. Especially if you have that really strong operating at level 12. So
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
imagining that with your vision with these festivals of entertain, educate, and what was the last
And
one?
elevate.
And elevate. Like, where's that at right now? And I imagine you bringing in this level 12 concept in bringing that vision out. So can you tell me more about, well, first of all, what is the entertain, educate, and elevate? Like, what do you
Yeah,
mean
so
that being in that?
that was birthed through my time in college, and I was taking environmental classes.
Okay.
I learned that, our current state of our environmental crisis is pretty bad, and there's all this crazy stuff about AI, and we're on the brink of World War III. There's like you said, I think there's a lot of uncertainty in the world, and a lot of my heart goes out to Gaza and everybody that I there's just the world's in a very crazy state, and I do think that we're in a very pivotal time in humanity across the board. And I think one of the most important things is to kind of come together, as a human race. And that's kind of where the foundational beliefs of, entertaining, elevating, and educating the masses came from for Project Vitality. Is I really wanted to work with the future generations because that's who's going to build the better tomorrow for us. So, working with different colleges and building the blueprint on, how to run a festival and an event correctly, but at the same time making sure that, you're bringing in local acts, so you're bringing in all the, educators from business. Like I brought, for the first ones that we brought attorneys on board to talk about how to, start your own LLC so that you could write off your taxes and, protect yourself, or if you're thinking about buying a house, putting
Yeah.
in a trust and things like that.
Wow.
Bringing in different doctors and researchers to talk about health and wellness, and even different spiritual and yoga instructors that are talking about how to do breath, current breath work, because I think people have a lot of high anxiety state of being right now in the world, and people are, like you said, are stressed. So having the right tool sets to understand how to bring your mind and body back to ground, grounding yourself and understanding how to just calm yourself down if you're in a very high state of stress or something, I think are, life-changing tools to have at your disposal. So, really just, whether it's meditation, breath work, things like that, I'm always pushing people to know, because, I could, you know, I don't know where everybody else is in the world, but you know, America's, you know, medical system and pharmaceutical, you know, companies are always pushing, you know, different pharmaceutical drugs and things that all they're really doing is numbing you as a human. And you know, I really believe in, you know, natural remedies and things like that. And I think we're a lot more powerful than people realize. So just, you know, educating people on those things to like understand that you have the tools already. Just a lot of people just don't know how to access them. So that's kind of where that's at, and making, you know, helping people elevate their life at that end, you know, whether it's through diet, you know, whatever it is, you know, and having a strong, you know, foundation across all levels is kind of where, you know, where level 12 operates at, is you know, that space that overlaps, you know, having a deep understanding of religion, spirituality, and science across the board. That's kind of where, you know, I try to operate, is right there in the middle, so that you have a decent understanding across the board. So I bring that belief system in everything that I do.
Wow. So I love that. I mean, in terms of, I'm going to get into the level 12, but then I'm going to send my daughter, when she's going to start going to these festivals. She's going to go to college soon.
Yeah.
So like, you have to let us know how to like get connected to the festivals. I mean, I love that idea of entertain. You're all there for a fun reason, you know, to get entertained, to dance, to just let go, to let loose, and then also get that education that you need, that is just like a holistic perspective that brings in the mindfulness, that brings in like how do you help yourself, whole body, mind, body, spirit, and then also like with, you know, the elevate, but also the environment, right? Taking care of our environment. So that's
And
really
we also
amazing.
integrate like job. We have job fairs that we bring in and work with the direct with the colleges
Wow,
that we work
that's
with, so that
great.
students can, you know, reach out to companies that, you know, colleges, you know, all colleges have job fairs, but I do think that there's a lot of industries out there that, you know, don't always reach out to certain students just because, you know, they don't always know about what's truly out there. So, you know, I try to go on the outliers, you know, whether it's, you know, in the legal cannabis community, whether it's in the blockchain startup space. You know, it's still really early on those, but they need a lot of good people that, you know, they need a
Yeah,
lot of good, you know,
totally.
workers out there to, you know, help build a better future. So that's kind of
Yeah.
my mindset across that, is kind of bring those
Great.
opportunities to students out there at all colleges across the states, and you know, hopefully the world. So that's where that's the goal. So
So
see what
tell us about the
happens.
level two, level 12. Like, amongst everything that you're doing, you're obviously doing so much. So how, in level 12 is your holding company that holds all of this together. So tell us about what is level 12.
Yeah, so you know, level 12 is it is my holding company. I guess it's more of a state of being for myself. And belief system, my foundational saying that I always tell everybody is it's beyond imagination, beyond explanation, and beyond expectation. Because many times, you know, in life, you know, you imagine things that, you know, are gonna go a certain way and they go another way. And you know, you know, coming from a religious background, one of the funniest sayings I always heard was like, oh, the best way to make God laugh is try to plan your life out. You know, so I think but many times also, you know, God's plan's always a lot better than, you know, you can even imagine. And you know, even for the people that are struggling, and you know, we've all had, you know, dark days in our time. You know, I think as humans, we, you know, we're not humans having a spiritual experience, or spiritual beings having a human experience. And I think, you know, we gotta, those hard times are really what build, you know, our confidence and, you know, our strength in certain things. So, you know, it's not that we have these bad things done to us, it's that we, you know, we get those bad, you know, we get those things that happen to us to make us stronger. So, you know, I think that level 12, you know, belief system is that trusting that, you know, at whatever level, you know, whatever's happening, good and bad, is that it's you know, it's always going to be better than you can imagine. And you know, a lot of people kind of max out at 10, even, you know, doing certain things, you might max out at 10, but there's always those extra levels that you go, you know, being in sports and, you know, playing football and soccer, you know, your coaches are always like, you always got that extra gear that you don't know that you have until somebody's pushing you, and you have your teammates that are like come on, you could do this, you know? And you always kind of realize like, wow, you know, I was capable of that little extra that we didn't know we had. And I think you could kind of take that mindset into everything that you do. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, people feel like quitting, but if you just push that little extra is when you have those breakthroughs, you know, or
Right.
so I think that's kind of, you know, where level 12 comes from, that, you know, I bring that across all the businesses and companies that I help run, or even, you know, things that I help consult with. I always leave a little extra room so that, you know, level 12 things can happen, because you always got to leave a little extra room for God sometimes to make his move.
Oh man, I love that. Like the unimaginable, like you
Yeah,
said.
beyond imagination. You know,
Beyond imagination.
I was actually, I interviewed Travis Rosbach. I don't know if you're familiar with Hydro Flask, the water bottles. I was talking to him, and he actually he had a quote, and I don't wanna mess this up. But he embodied it perfectly. When I asked him his quote for his level 12 thing, and he said, "Act boldly, and unforeseen forces will always come to your aid." So that was
Nice.
something that
Nice.
that really stuck with me. Because, you know, he took a lot of chances in his business and, you know, his life. And sometimes you just got to take that risk, you know, and trust the process. And you might not know what the outcome's going to be, but, you know, whatever it is, good or bad, you know, at least you took that risk. And, you know, it's always, you know, if you have that trust that God's going to be with you, you know, it'll always be better than you can imagine. So if you operate in that state, you know, it always usually is. And there's always a plan. So even if it doesn't work out, it might have, you know, you might have met somebody in, you know, a random, you know, space or networking event, whatever it is that you didn't know. And maybe 5, 10 years down the line, they're the key to, you know, that billion-dollar idea. So you
Yeah.
just never know. You know, I had one of our, you know, my marketing agency, or actually the agency of record for LA Times. Is a really major media and news outlet here in California. But the guy that brought me into that, I actually met at a random networking event for festivals of all places with my father. And I was trying to do something for him on the crypto and blockchain space. We were trying to build out what we call virtual spaces, and we were gonna build out a metaverse for one of their festivals. And
Wow.
just didn't work out at the time, and, you know, forgot about it and didn't think of anything of it. And then, you know, maybe I'd say maybe 3, 4 years down the line, he had reached out and was asking me for some marketing and website work. And I was like, oh, well, like, he's like, do you know anybody? I was like, oh, well, actually, my other company does this. So, you know, one conversation led to the next, and ended up being one of our largest, you know, foundational clients that we brought on board on our, you know, growth agency side of things, that allowed us to launch off with a bunch of other stuff. So you just never know
Wow.
when a certain connection or relationship's gonna, you know, come into fruition, or, you know, even a skill set that you might have learned something from way
Right.
before, you know, as a kid or anything. You just never know. So, you know, you just gotta, you know, that's life, you know, it's a constant, you know, mastery in motion. Yes. So
Yeah, well, I think the mastery and the motion is like operating at the place of trusting God, trusting. Right, the trust of God, the trust of
yeah.
that force that is with you, right? It's like because a lot of people will take bold action, but it may be from anger, it might be from and there's nothing wrong with that, because
No, no.
anger leads to action, but I think it's also like taking a step back to also be intentional, right? About like, hey, is God really want me to operate in this way?
100%. And, you know, I might, you know, for those that, you know, God might be the wrong word too for some people. And, you know, I think just understanding how to alchemize your own emotions, good and bad. You know, I think one of I watch a lot of different podcasts and listen to different people speak. And Jim Carrey had a saying, and he was saying, he's like, one of his favorite sayings was like, "This too shall pass," both good and bad. You know, like, you could be at the top of the world, it's not always, you know, gonna be like that. So this too shall pass. So understand that there's ebbs and flows in life. And even when you're at the rock bottom, you know, just trust that this too shall pass. You're not always gonna just operate at rock bottom. Like, you know, you have ups and downs. And, you know, as a business owner, and even, you know, as an athlete, whatever it is, you know, family, you know, friends, I think there's always ebbs and flows in life, and just understanding that, and being able to alchemize that energy. If you're in an angry state or emotional state, like take that breather, take that time to be like, why am I feeling like this? How can I use this energy to do something good, in life, and operate out of that place of love, and be like, how do I, package this up and move it into a space where I can start doing some good with it, and just figuring out how to make some, make lemonade out of lemons,
Oh my gosh, James, you just have this big, bold vision. You're innovative, you're forward thinking, and you're really thinking about the future, our tomorrow, and who are those leaders, and you're cultivating them. So it's really inspiring. So thank you so much. I mean, just to end it, what is that one golden takeaway that you'd like to share to people?
Yeah, I mean, I think the golden takeaway is to try to operate at a level 12 space at all times, and trust that life is truly always going to be beyond imagination, beyond expectation, and beyond explanation, and to always operate out of a place of love. If you do that, good things can only come to you. So, I've been blessed with, a lot of great people in my life, a lot of amazing opportunities. And I truly believe that's because, I just try to put good vibes in the world and a good energy out there, and good energy always tends to come back. So if you could do
Yes.
that, I think you'll be great.
Yes. Oh my gosh. If anybody wants to reach out to James, would you like to share how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, so you could reach out on LinkedIn. I believe my socials will probably be posted on the bottom wherever this is going to be at. So, feel free to reach out. Obviously, I get a lot of messages, but I do my best to try to get back to everybody. If you're looking for marketing work, Melinda has my email. I'm more than happy to put one of my emails that we put our intake for. So if you guys need marketing or use strategy work, happy to talk about it. And happy to just talk in general. If people just
Love
want
it.
some advice or need something, always happy to put a helping hand out. So,
Wow. Thank you, James. It was so fun. I could probably talk forever with you because this is just so high vibe and energetic. It was so fun. Really appreciate your time and your energy today.
yours as well. Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, super fun. And audience, I trust that you have gotten your golden takeaway to implement right away and to improve the world. I mean, remember, anytime you have a chance to connect and to communicate, you're inspiring also. And so make a bigger difference in the world. Reach out to James, or until I see you next time on the next episode, I'm your sister in flow. May prosperity flow to you and through you onto others. Always much love.
See you guys.
See you. That's a wrap on today's Speak and Flow podcast. I hope that you gained valuable insights to help you communicate with more clarity, connection, and confidence. Before you go, let me ask you this. Can your team communicate your founder story in a way that strengthens relationships and builds your company brand? If not, I've got a tool for you. Introducing, it's an AI founder's story creator. This is a tool to help you craft a compelling story instantly that you can share with your team, and therefore your team can share with lots of people, building your brand. Grab this tool. In addition to creating immediately your founder story, you're also going to get one-on-one coaching with me so that we can continue to refine the story so that it's in alignment with your company messaging. Click on the link in the show notes, grab it today, and until next time, keep leading with confidence and courage.